Or Billy. I'd touch on just one more thing, and I really hope you'll take the energy comments seriously, because they are serious. We're talking about the views of the President of the United States and the Vice President. They have great influence in the Congress. The Congress is controlled by Democrats. And if Carter wants to break up the oil companies, I suppose he's got the votes. If he wants to repeal your right to work law, I suppose he's got the votes. He wants to take away the depletion allowance, I think he's probably got the votes. If he wants to roll back prices of oil and gas, he's probably got the votes. It's that serious. It's not a joking matter. And I would think any Democrat or Republican or independent who has any connection, direct or indirect, with the oil industry would be out working for President Ford for the next 2 days. That's just how serious it is. And we want your help and we want your vote, because it's important to America. But let me say finally, as I said when I was in Lubbock to the student body, if you're a young man, or if you're a mother or a sweetheart or grandmother, just remember that America's at peace. No one is being shot at. No one is being drafted. No one has been taken from their work or taken from school to be shipped off to some far-off land to fight some war we don't understand. And that's because we're strong. And we're strong because of President Ford's leadership. And here again there's a difference. Governor Carter says cut the budget, last year defense budget, $15 billion. This year he says $5 to $7 billion. Senator Mondale votes against nearly all defense programs. So here again's a difference. And I say we ought to be strong militarily for the sake of peace. And so does President Ford. I don't see any need for a change that Governor Carter talks about. I think most Americans like peace. Most Americans know we're respected abroad by our friends and by our potential adversaries. And again, I say to the mothers and the grandmothers and to the young men, keep that in mind on Tuesday. Keep that in mind. And finally, my first political trip was out to Seattle, Washington, where Governor Carter got up and said, I'm against amnesty, but I'm for a blanket pardon. Well, I was on the program the next day, so I looked up amnesty in the dictionary, and it said pardon, general pardon. So here again, Governor Carter was trying to tell the American Legion that he was with them on amnesty, but he was for a general pardon. But let me tell you what our view is. We're against a blanket pardon. We're against blanket amnesty. We're against blanket clemency, and let me tell you why. There are still hundreds of Americans missing in Southeast Asia. And I think our first obligation must be to those forgotten Americans before we concern ourselves with those who forgot America. I don't think this country can afford Jimmy Carter. And I think we're going to understand that on Tuesday. And I've said the peanut's the easiest nut to crack. Let's see if we can't do it on Tuesday. We can all do it if we help. President Ford is an honest, decent, God-fearing American. He's concerned about all Americans, senior citizens, young Americans, black Americans, Spanish-speaking, of all economic status. He's accessible. And I just say that here's a man who came to Congress 30 years ago, still the same type of person. He occupies the highest office in the land. And he's still that same open, decent, honest, capable American. Here's a man who's had about 30 years experience who has the experience, who has the leadership, and I believe he's right for America. So let's do it for President Ford. Let's do it for America. Let's do it for the free world. Thank you very much. Be right there.
Good, good.
Me? Oh, we're trying to reach somebody, get some facts. We can't get them.
Senator Dole, do you have any comment on this latest Carter controversy not allowing blacks in the church that he attends?
No.
What's your thought on the fact that the Plains Church had to close
I'm not trying to duck it, but I just don't have all the facts. We've been trying. That's what Larry was trying. That's why we were holding on the plane. We couldn't find anyone, and I'm just not going to comment until I really know, because it could have some impact.
Do you plan to comment once you do have the facts?
Why not? We are trying to find out.
Do you think that's an issue worth making? Do you think it's worth making an issue of that?
Not as far as I'm concerned. No.
Okay. Good.
How are you doing in Louisiana?
He's doing great. Like, we're going to carry Louisiana.
Congressman Ensign Moore.
We're going to carry this state. People down here think man and platform, not party. We'll carry
Senator,
the state.
You have just a day or so left. What do you think has been the most effective campaign issue, or what have been a few of the most effective campaign issues you've tried to use over these past 2 months?
Well, I think we've been trying to point out the difference in philosophies. So that's a broad issue, but we think it's been effective. I think also maybe Carter's personality and not being predictable as opposed to President Ford's. I think the fact that he's had to backtrack a few times is hurting some.
Well, you've had to backtrack too, right, Senator?
Primarily just little ones. And I'm just number two.
Yugoslavia, is that a little one?
Well, that wasn't really bad at all.
Proposition 14.
That wasn't bad. That was a little one.
Do you make many backtracks?
Well, we're now making forward tracks.
Well, our visit here is because we want these 10 electoral votes and want to have a chance to visit with hopefully hundreds and thousands of Democrats for Ford and Dole to talk about the issues. We hope it more than offsets his visit yesterday, but that's really not the purpose of it. The purpose is a positive one. That's to carry the state of Louisiana.
Why are you doing better in Louisiana than in the other southern states?
Well, I think we're probably doing quite well in a number, maybe Mississippi and Texas and Virginia, maybe North Carolina.
Well,
South.
Are you concerned about Carter's having regained popularity in Louisiana?
I didn't know that he had. Our polls indicate that he hasn't. But we'll find out Tuesday night.
Senator Dole, do you think that Mr. Carter's position on abortion will make that big an effect on the election with the one-third of the state's population being Roman Catholic?
Well, with 38%, I understand, being Roman Catholic in the state of Louisiana, I would guess it would have some impact. But again, you know, that's a judgment the voter's going to have to make. We have a position in our platform, which President Ford subscribes to. Governor Carter says he's opposed personally, but he opposes also any constitutional amendment.
Senator, you talked about where you think you made headway against Carter. Where do you think you were vulnerable, you and the president, in this campaign?
Well, I think the ones they've been hitting, the economy, unemployment. I don't really believe that the constant reference to Watergate has helped them much, but their polls may show that. They're still talking about it.
How about Dole as an issue, Senator? You know, there are some polls that the Democrats claim to show that you dragged the ticket down.
Well, I haven't seen those polls. I saw one earlier that Harris had. We think we've helped the ticket. We'll find out Tuesday. When you come from 33 points back to even...
I think he's hammered.
Oh, I thought I was just having a visit here. When you come from 33 points down to even, I think it's pretty easy to tell who the drag's been. We're the ones who've been gaining.
That's another question.
Senator?
Cut away.
Newspaper polls here in the East Baton Rouge area show that the undecided vote in East Baton Rouge Parish has been cut in about half, but that in the surrounding parishes that the undecided vote is still running as high as one-third.
Right.
Does that tell you something about voter dissatisfaction with both candidates?
I think it may be a clue that they're not satisfied with either ticket, Carter or Ford totally, but I think most of the undecideds, I understand, are breaking for Ford. Many of the undecideds may stay at home. Hopefully, they'll be Carter votes. Thank you.
Possible, can you get a patch out of this?
What?
Is it possible for me to get a patch out of this?
For you this afternoon, I would like to introduce Shallon Perez, president of the Plaquemines Parish Commission. Thank you.
much. How are we doing? That's right. I'll drink a little pineapple juice here first. It's a lot better for you than peanut butter, believe me. For one thing, it doesn't stick to the roof of your mouth. Well, I see some very encouraging signs here. I see a great number of Ford Dole signs. I see a few Carter signs. There are always about three or four in a crowd this size. But they're good people, and they still have a chance to change their mind and join the rest of America. Well, there's no way he's going to win either, so I don't know what I can do for him. But we found a place for Governor Carter, Plains, Georgia. I appreciate very much the chance to be here and the chance to indicate and demonstrate our real hope for carrying this great state of Louisiana. We're going to carry this state. And if we carry the state of Louisiana, President Ford's going to work for you for four more years. That's just how important it is and how crucial it is. When this campaign started, there was a great deal of talk about how President Ford had written off the South. I think most Southerners knew that wasn't true. President Ford certainly knew it wasn't true. I knew it wasn't true. In fact, I covered about nine southern states in our first two or three weeks of our campaign. We think of anything that's happened, we think the South has written off Governor Carter. And that's going to be demonstrated Tuesday in the polls in the state of Louisiana and elsewhere. I don't think the folks in the South believe in a blanket pardon for draft dodgers. Governor Carter does. I do think folks in the South believe in school prayer. Mr. Carter doesn't. It's not in their platform. And his running mate, the most liberal senator in America, voted against an amendment which would have restored that precious right. I don't believe, as Henson Moore said, that Southerners want gun controls. You want gun controls? I don't think so. Mr. Carter does. He talks about spending policies. He talks about tax cuts 2 days ago, I guess 3 days ago now. He said in the morning, he'd been up for a while, he said, I think we're going to have a tax cut when I'm elected president. And before nightfall, he changed his mind again. He said he wasn't sure by the time it got dark that night. And that's the way it's been in this campaign. He's had one or two or three positions on every issue. He's talked about a vision for America. And I'll tell you what his vision for America is. It's more spending, more controls, more inflation, higher taxes. I don't want that for America. We don't want that for Louisiana. And we need your help on next Tuesday. And I want to tell President Forbin, I talked to him tonight, that I've been to this great state. And that he has great support. Can I tell him that? Now, I understand Governor Carter was in Louisiana yesterday. He talked about an energy policy. I don't know what it is. I've never heard him specify what his energy policy is. I know what Senator Mondale believes in. He wants to start by breaking up the oil companies. That may be good political rhetoric in the North. It doesn't do much for the people who work for oil companies. It doesn't do much for the stockholders in those companies. It doesn't do much for producing energy for America. Senator Mondale would also like to roll back the prices of oil and gas. I think his only contribution to the energy crisis was to try to delay the Alaska pipeline for 14 months. And that's the way their policy's been. Time after time after time, no policy for America, certainly no policy for this great state of Louisiana. And I just suggest that we understand how important that industry is to this state. President Ford does have a program. We think we ought to deregulate the price
of gas and oil. We're going to have your help if that's done. So we need your help on next Tuesday. And let me say just one more thing. I have sort of a hoarse throat. I picked up a cold down in Houston, Texas, in a debate with that other fellow. Just standing in that liberal draft for 75 minutes. And to listen to him talk for that long a time about more spending and more government, I guess I was lucky just to come out of it with a cold. But let me talk about peace and strength for America. And let me address my remarks to the young men in this audience, and yes, to their mothers and their sweethearts and their grandmothers. We are at peace in America. We're at peace because we're strong. We're strong because we have a strong president. We're at peace because we're respected by our friends, respected by our potential adversaries. I think that's very important. President Ford thinks that's very important. What does Governor Carter say? He professes to be your neighbor. He professes that everyone in the South should vote for him because he's from the South. I don't think it makes much difference where you live. It's how you think, and if you think, and what you think. And that's why I think we want to vote for President Ford. But I would remind those Americans who, and we all forget very easily, we are at peace. We're not planning any memorial services in Baton Rouge or any other place in America for some young man who's been brought home after being killed in some war we didn't understand. You don't find many young men in uniform these days. You don't find young men being drafted and taken out of school or taken away from their job. You don't see young men coming home from the hospital maimed or wounded for life. And I say this is very important. I say this is important to all Americans. If you have any doubt in your mind at all about next Tuesday, I'd think about it. Think about President Ford's program on the one hand, and think about Governor Carter's on the other. And what are the differences? For the first time in 10 years, as Senator Ruskin knows, who's here today, and as Congressman Moore knows, we've added real growth to our defense budget. And this is because of the personal efforts of President Ford. Governor Carter says, I want to cut $5 to $7 billion. Last year, he said he wanted to cut $15 billion. I just think it's in your interest, in America's interest, and in the interest of the free world to remain strong. And we're going to remain strong if you'll go out and work for President Ford. We need your help. We want your help. I say take a look at the issues. In any way you look, in any way you slice it, President Ford has had the experience, and President Ford has the leadership, and President Ford will preserve the peace, and that means a lot to America. So I want to emphasize as strongly as I can that what happens tomorrow and what happens on Tuesday could change the course of history for America. I believe the American people are going to opt for someone they know, and someone they understand, and someone they trust, and someone they believe. And that man is Gerald Ford. And I don't have any quarrel with Governor Carter. They say the peanut's the easiest nut to crack. He certainly has every right to want to be president. He set out on that course some 3 years ago. He's talked about tax reform. He said at their convention, and I listened very carefully, that our tax system was a national disgrace. And then a week later, he was up in New York visiting with a group of small businessmen, Henry Ford and other small businessmen, not really JC members, but working on it. And they sat down in a little place up there. I guess McDonald's was Phil's. They went to a little place called Club 21. a little place where small businessmen gather to have lunch from time to time. And 52 of these small businessmen sat down with Governor Carter and talked about taxes. And Governor Carter said, don't worry about anything in taxes. It's going to take me at least a year to get it together. That little lunch cost $1,510. The tab was picked up by Coca-Cola Corporation, another little small business that he talks about so much. But that wasn't so bad. After that, he said, in an AP interview, that's the one without the pictures, in the Associated Press interview, he said, most Americans don't want their taxes lowered. Anybody here who doesn't want their taxes lowered? We have a doctor with us. He'd be glad to check you over. He also said that those above the median income and those families would probably have their taxes increased. He only made one mistake. He didn't know what the median income was. The median income for an American family is $14,000 per year. I don't think that is high income. Now, he denied that later, but those are the facts. And I suggest, as Senator Long has suggested, and he's my chairman on the Finance Committee, that there's no way that Governor Carter can finance all his new spending programs without increasing taxes on middle-income Americans. And that's just how important it is. So I suggest, whether you talk about tax reform or energy or abortion or gun control, you name it, Governor Carter's on the wrong side of the issue. So we need your help. We appreciate your help. We appreciate your being here. And if we win on Tuesday, I'm coming back to Baton Rouge for a victory celebration. Thank you very much.